Download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's go ahead and carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. The world is aghast at the revelations in the new book by former DNC head Donna Brazile, who said that the DNC backed and supported Hillary during the primary, even though they were supposed to be neutral. When hearing this news, Bernie Sanders was like, "Hello? Who's on the phone? I can't hear. Hello?" And Bernie supporters, they just changed the channel because this is a rerun. And the most obvious thing in political history, it's almost like nobody remembers just a year ago. Every Bernie voter knew it was rigged. I mean, that was Bernie's tagline. This is rigged, right? Followed by, "I'm not a Democrat." But of course, the president loves to look back in glory on his big victory, and he continues to point this out as if he's still running a campaign and secretly a Bernie guy and really into playing the djembe. You know, he gets that old orange mop top in the dreads. He just djembes all night long. He went to Twitter to taunt Hillary by quoting Senator Elizabeth Warren. He still calls Warren Pocahontas. Full stop. Can we stop? What? No. What? Politics aside, I never liked the guy who had a nickname for everyone, right? I mean, who does that? The guy who snaps towels at the freshman in the locker room? I mean, did we elect Jason Narwicki president? Pocahontas. Ridiculous. Closer to home, the Cook County Democrats endorsed a candidate for attorney general, and it is, drumroll, State Senator Kwame Raoul. It's not that big of a surprise, but it is interesting after the news that former Governor Pat Quinn is interested in running. That did not change the outcome. When asked about why Quinn wants to be attorney general, he said, "Hey, there's just no more lawn to mow." You know, I got my hand mower out there just mowing my little lawn over and over and over since I've been governor. And there's just no more mow. Felt weird today not being able to read the DNA info or Chicagoist. I found myself answering survey questions on the Sun-Times site all morning. Yes, I have used a microwave in the last 2 to 3 weeks. No, I don't have a Maytag. Although once I did get through a great piece on how Alderman Ed Burke represents Trump in trying to get property tax breaks here in Chicago. So far, Burke has secured Trump $11 million in tax breaks. And he's not done. Politics is fun, but money? More fun, right? A spokesperson for DNA Info said that the New York staff's vote to unionize played a role in abruptly shutting down the company yesterday. Owner Joe Ricketts has written publicly about his disdain for unions and how he doesn't want them at the businesses he runs. I mean, I guess I get that if you're a billionaire who loves money and doesn't really want his money to go to possible political causes that are against you, I guess that makes sense. But it's kind of the only way it makes sense. If the owner cared about local journalism as much as he said in that letter, then he really doesn't care about local journalists, does he? Seems to be a theme there. Business over people. The big government climate change report was released today by the Trump administration, and it concludes that humans are extremely likely to be the reason for climate change. Extremely likely? Not extremely extremely? Not indisputably likely? I don't know about you, but extremely likely is not just likely. So I think we need another study. A 2 or 3 year deal. In the meantime, pass me some diesel fuel, huh? Goop, 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 goop. Actually, that report was bad news, but scientists today said that the ozone hole, remember that? It's the smallest it's been since 1988, which was coincidentally the last time anyone said the phrase ozone hole. That works out. In weather, nice and brisk. Again, I'll take it, a little cold, but at least it wasn't raining. Tomorrow and Sunday, raining. It's going to maybe severe on Sunday, so watch out. In sports, now that boring World Series is over, we can officially start looking to next year. Lots of question marks, surprisingly so, for the Cubbies. There's a chance come opening day that the roster could look quite different, but I'm just saying that for shock value. It'll probably all be the same. My move, I'd sign Jake Arrieta. I'd trade Hayward, Baez, and Happ for Mike Trout. Boom. Done. Let's go get him. Go, Cubs, go. On the South Side, you wonder what the offseason will look like as the Sox are fully committed to a rebuild, which is just code for we're going to lose again. So the Sox will spend any money attracting free agents, or are they good with the old we're going to be good soon tagline? My move here, I'd dump James Shields, I'd trade Avi Garcia, Carlos Rodon, and Tim Anderson for Mike Trout. Boom, boom, Go Sox, go. The Bulls are in Orlando tonight. Remember that? Remember when that was a thing? Not so much of a thing anymore. Game started at 6 p.m., so right now the Bulls with a 9-point lead in the third quarter with three to go. Again, and can I ask a question as well? This is to everybody listening. Maybe I just missed that day in the news cycle, but why are the Bulls wearing white jerseys on the road? The other night against the Miami Heat, they wore white. The other night when they were at home, they wore red. Am I losing my Michael Jordan mind? We used to wear white at home, right? Red on the road. I can understand like one time through, but here they are playing Orlando tonight in white. It's ridiculous. Nothing is sacred anymore? I just saw the 76ers and Jahlil Okafor are unhappy, and the Sixers are willing to listen to trade offers, like second-round draft picks, which in the NBA is as close to being as free as you can get. Go get the kid that played at Whitney Young, and let's restart this Chicago pride thing, shall we? Get Jabari Parkey while you're at it, too. Trade Portis and Mirotic and Justin Holiday and get Mike Trout. Boom, done. Go Bulls, go. Preseason rankings for college basketball are out. Northwestern Wildcats start the season as the 19th ranked school in the country. How about that? That starts in a week, by the way. That's amazing. The Illini start the season with a new coach. Brad Underwood comes from Oklahoma State. Here's a fun fact. One of the assistant coaches arrested in the FBI probe last month. Yep. An assistant under Underwood at Oklahoma State. So, good start. Haven't even played yet, and good start. College football this weekend. Northwestern up at Nebraska, Illinois at Purdue, and number 3 ranked Notre Dame hosts Wake Forest. And last night, NIU lost to Toledo. And finally, tonight, a new study looks at how our brain gets rid of unwanted thoughts. It turns out there's a chemical released in healthy brains that washes away all those nasty thoughts. When that chemical isn't available or deficient, it can lead to things like PTSD, hallucinations, and anxiety disorders. This is a huge deal because it gets to the root cause of why those thoughts that we can't get out of our heads lead to psychiatric issues like pizza. I mean, brain disorders like pizza. 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 Yeah. That's the pizza for November 3rd, 2017. Hey, we're looking forward to next week because we get a new shipment of ketchup packets. So for the weekend, we're rationing. For every order, we're just going to give you like 40 packets. Times are tough. All right, coming up, the Department of Cultural Pizza. Did it again. DK's Commissioner Mark Kelly's going to join us. We'll talk about the year of public art, but also the public art plan and what 2018 is being designated, the year of creative youth. It's Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.